Hello, this is John Smallwood. Today we're going to be talking about withdrawal rates and retirement and the probability of money lasting through retirement. We're going to be focusing on a chart that was generated in 2016 by BlackRock using a 30-year withdrawal period from December 31st, 1972, monthly withdrawals, and with a portfolio that's 50% stocks and 50% bonds portrayed by the S&P 500 and the aggregate bonds, stuff that we've been talking about consistently all the way through. So there's $1 million invested at the beginning to December 31st, 1972, and it happens to be a period in which you have the unfortunate set of circumstances of retiring into a down market. So the withdrawals are also adjusted for inflation. Each portfolio is rebalanced monthly, and there's no impact for taxation on this calculation. So the first withdrawal is 6%, $5,000, or $60,000 a year. The second year's withdrawal is adjusted up to 5,400 and so on. Okay? So what the chart basically shows is five key withdrawal rates. A 4%, a 5%, a 6%, a 7%, and an 8% withdrawal rate. And basically, with the 8% withdrawal rate, you're basically out of money by your early mid-70s. And the sustainable withdrawal, the 4% withdrawal, actually was able to capture money into the 2002 area with inflation adjusting all the way up. What I want to focus on here are 20, 25, and 30-year periods. Now, when we're building a retirement plan, we're talking about going to age 100 plus or minus. So we're really focusing on this 30-year period, and what this is showing are, in essence, five different portfolios consisting of 20% bonds, actually, 20% stocks, 80% bonds, 40 stocks, 60 bonds, 60 stocks, 40 bonds, 80 stocks, 20 bonds, and a 100% stock portfolio. On the far left column, you're talking about the withdrawal rate from the portfolio, and then you're talking about the probability of running out of money. So if you just focus on the 20-year chart, if you have an allocation of 60-40 bonds and you take into account 6% withdrawal, inflation-adjusted withdrawals, you have a 50 to 60% confidence interval and your assets will last the 20-year horizon. So I like to think about this as I'm getting on the plane and I'm flying somewhere exotic and I've got a 50% probability of arriving at the destination. You got 5 minutes to get off the plane. I think I'm getting off the plane. What we're mostly looking for is a higher probability of this 90 to 100%. When you start talking about investment strategy and investment planning, in a financial strategy, one of the most important goals is to maximize income in retirement. So when you're looking at a portfolio that has a 60% stocks and 40% bonds, or 100%, and you're out here, and you're taking this 4% withdrawal, you've got an 80 to 90% probability. When you drop down into the 1s and 2%, you've got a 90 to 100% probability of making it to the destination, which is having money at the end of the time frame, not running out of money prior to. This is unfortunate. I'm here and I run out of money and I'm living all the way out to here. That's an unfortunate set of circumstances. And this is reality. And these are things that we need to discuss. And the sequence of returns and strategy is extremely important of how we're going to achieve the results in the long run. This chart also, this 72 to 82 was a rising interest rate environment met by a declining interest rate environment in bonds, which is probably one of the greatest time frames. So you start looking at the math, you start looking at the results, you start looking at all the sequences. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. We've heard that 1,000 times, but the reality is, in a financial strategy, if I'm going to be retired for a long period of time, my withdrawal rate and my backup and contingency plans are super important. And luck is really not the goal. If you change your inflation adjustments and you have less, then you'll survive. But the whole key is surviving with the same lifestyle all the way through retirement.
Welcome to the end of the video. Smallwood Wealth Management is an investment advisor representative. The opinions expressed by Smallwood Wealth Management and guests on this show are their own. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented for this educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as a receipt of or substitute for personalized advice from Smallwood Wealth Management or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Smallwood Wealth Management is not a law firm or an accounting firm, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as a recommendation appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Thank you for listening.